Come thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins, release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength, consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Born a people to kingdom bring. By thine own eternal Spirit, rule in all our hearts alone. By thine all sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious
in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. A very warm welcome to you all, to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's, for our service of home worship on this second Sunday of Advent. It's really lovely to have you with us. This week we continue our journey through the season of Advent, reflecting on the growing relationship between God and his people, revealed in the scriptures of the Old Testament. This week we think of the prophets, those great men and women who spoke the word of God to the people of Israel, urging them to remain faithful to the ways of God revealed to Moses, that they might live under his protection and enjoy his good providence. And so as we honour the prophets before God, we pray that we in our day may, like them, live under the protection of God, enjoying his favour, living our lives in the light, the full light of his love. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, all hearts are open to you. No secrets are hidden from you. Purify us with the fire of your Holy Spirit, that we may love and worship you faithfully, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you came to gather the nations into your kingdom of peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you come in word and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you will come in glory to judge the living and the dead. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, who sent your Son to redeem the world and will send him again to be our judge, give us grace so to imitate him in the humility and purity of his first coming, that when he comes again we may be ready to greet him with joyful love and firm faith. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Malachi. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, indeed he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of old, and as in former years. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to our gospel canticle, the Benedictus: He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favourably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Saviour for us in the house of his servant David. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour. As he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Thus he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour. The oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness, before him all the days of our lives. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to think this way about all of you, because you hold me in your heart, for all of you share in God's grace with me, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the compassion of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help you to determine what is best, so that on the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to Saint Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. In the 15th year of the reign of the Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip ruler of the region of Ituria and Trachonitis, and Lysanias ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. My friends, on this second Sunday of Advent, we are introduced in our Gospel reading today to John the Baptist. John cries out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John is the messenger of whom Malachi speaks in our first reading, when he says, "See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me." John is that messenger. On this second Sunday of Advent, we honour the prophets, the likes of Isaiah, whom Luke speaks in our Gospel reading, and Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Malachi, and others. Those men and women who spoke the word of God to the people of Israel. One thing that the prophets seem to have in common is that they each echo the same message. Throughout the Old Testament, God raised the prophets when the people had moved away from him, when they began to neglect his ways, when they were under attack, when they were taken into exile in Babylon. At such times, God raised the prophets who called on the people to repent and return to God. This call to repentance is one made by John as he begins to prepare the way for the coming of Jesus. John is, in many ways, the last of the Old Testament prophets. He echoes their message. And yet his mission is more urgent, for he knows that the advent, the coming of the Messiah, is imminent. John is alerting the people to the fact that the Jesus, the Messiah, his cousin, is about to begin his ministry. In listening to the calls of John, his words come down to us through the ages. His words resonate with us today. As disciples of Christ, we are called to work with him in preparing the way for Jesus to enter the lives of all we encounter day by day. In answering John's call to repentance, we look to remove all in our own lives which keep us from giving ourselves and our lives more wholly to the service of God and his people. In preparing to celebrate the birth of Christ at Bethlehem, we help alert the world around us to his continued presence in our lives and the life of the whole world. And in alerting the world around us to his presence, we help prepare the way for him to come to those in need, to bring the hope and peace which only he can give to those who live in fear and despair. The ministry of John in preparing the way for Jesus to come among his people, among us, is our shared ministry today, a ministry we are called to embrace afresh every day. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world. We pray for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own church and the churches of our ministry area. May the church witness faithfully to your word, keeping us in his way until the coming of the Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering through famine or drought. Come in power and bring peace and joy and the good news of your salvation to all peoples and nations. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. Strengthen us to live in your love, and purify us from all that holds us back from you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved. We pray for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, all whose names are recorded in our parish intercession books, and all who have been affected by this weekend's storms. May they be strengthened by the Holy Spirit and consoled with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed, and for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. May they share the eternal glory of heaven in the company of all the saints. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from heaven will break upon us to shine on those who live in the darkness under the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. God, our deliverer, awaken our hearts to prepare the way for the advent of your Son, that with minds purified by the grace of his coming, we may serve you faithfully all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And just before our blessing and our final hymn this morning, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Getligare, for our service of home worship on this second Sunday of Advent. I hope you're all well, and I hope that you haven't been too badly affected by the storms, the terrible storms, this weekend. I hope very much that you have a safe, healthy and happy week to come, and that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine on you and scatter the darkness from before you. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.